The Wildcats' defense will be a big factor in Wildcats' football success this season. I talked with Wildcats' defensive coordinator, Tristan Abram, about his defense and the Rockwall Heath offense they'll face Friday night.
Defensively, I guess let me back up to the scrimmages. I felt like the Liberty Isle scrimmage, we did a pretty decent job going out our first time of the season and just being as basic as we could. And you know, I thought we played very well. Then Friday night with Roy City, I felt like the first 16 plays we dominated the control part. And then when we got to the live half, my patience ran really thin with our defense because I just felt like we did not play very well at all. And we did not play very well at all. There are so many mental mistakes. And you know, at first I thought it may have been fatigue, but after realizing that, you know, it was happening from the very first snap, we can't go out and play Heath the way that we stood up against Roy City during that live half. So therefore, we're fixing to fix that today, and the kids are fixing to understand that it's game time. These start counting. So therefore, any lull or lack of preparation or wanting to get after it, they're going to embarrass you. Heath is very good. Up front, they are good. Their right tackle, number 74, he is a Texas A&M commit. He is, I believe, 6'2", 6'3", 300-some-odd pounds. He is huge. And he plays with the mindset of whoever's in front of him, he's going to dominate him. So, therefore, we have to deal with him as well as the rest of their O-line. They're very good up front. Scheme-wise, they are they're not up tempo. They will huddle. They were very basic in their scrimmage this past Friday night. But with them being basic, I saw a lot of threats. They played with two backs in the backfield pretty much the entire night. The backs that they had back there are very good running backs. One of them's 20 and one of them's 28, and either one of them toting the rock back there can really give you all kind of problems. They both have very good vision. They're both very fast. Then they have a little H back that they'll set back there that will they'll use to block, and they'll send them out on pass routes as well. And he's extremely physical. The quarterback is a returning starter, he's very good as well. He throws the ball very well, and he makes good decisions in the passing game, and he's shown that he has a little bit of speed. He never got a loose really Friday night. I'm assuming they were quick whistling it so that the quarterback didn't get hit, but he's very good as well. So, you know, we're going to have our hands full, and we better right now begin to get mentally prepared to go out and battle for 48 minutes.
KSST Sports.